Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Nosebleeds. I am Ross Talbot.
And I am Thomas Polinar.
Today, we are going to show how similar the theme of surveillance in the play Hamlet is to the sports world. Imagine that you are a highly touted athlete and that you are always under the microscope of the media. Every move you make is being watched and analyzed. Everything you say is criticized. Many times, these athletes change how they act around the camera in order to stay out of trouble. The character Hamlet, an all-pro defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, Cameron Jordan, and Justin Ibieta, a three-star quarterback out of New Orleans who has gotten much attention in these past few months, are all constantly being watched. We also took an interview of an avid sports watcher, Randolph French, who has a strong opinion of the media today. In Act 2 of the play Hamlet, Polonius talks to Ronaldo about his son. He says, "Look, you, sir, inquire me first what gangsters are in Paris, and how, and who, what means, and where they keep, what company, at what expense, and finding. By this encompassment and drift of question, that they do know, my son, come you more nearer, than you particularly demands will touch it." So basically, Polonius tells Ronaldo to basically spy on his son while he is away. He does this because he wants to make sure his son is acting right. If his son gets into trouble, then it makes him and his son look bad. Even a man as wise as Polonius still has to spy on his son. Cameron Jordan is generally regarded as one of the league's best defensive players. He is not afraid to speak his mind and has a big personality. Justin Ibieta also has a big personality, but handles the media differently from an NFL superstar. The way they handle themselves can have consequences if they are not smart about what they say or do. The media today will do anything to make a good story, so they have to be extra careful. The same goes for Ronaldo, because if he messes up, then people will look down on his family, who is considered high in society. And that is what we're going to talk about today, the surveillance of athletes and how it connects to the play Hamlet.
Although we were not able to set up an in-person interview with Cameron Jordan, we still slid into his DMs and were able to ask him 5 questions. When we asked him about what type of media training he had received and how it differed from college and NFL, he answered with,
"Cam said, just the same rhetoric I've received since high school. First, know you represent more than yourself, but your family at all times. Second, represent your team to the highest ability. It's carried me from my first interview until now. You are you. You have to be yourself, and you can't lose sight of that, but you realize that you're still a person with your own personality, and that's got to show and be consistent."
We then asked him how his life had changed with the media since he had entered the NFL.
He answered, "Everyone can be a media outlet, a photographer, or a journalist. Everything you do is put on camera and can be pushed to the masses. Events can be extorted and be made into news. So learn to take the fake with a grain of salt and harbor your own truth."
Next, we asked him what was so difficult about being a public figure.
Cam, being the family man he is, answered, "The only difficult part is when family comes into play. It's hard to be a dad and a football player at the same time." He says he's a dad first, but his kids get all of the attention, but it is a part of life as an athlete to interact with fans. He also said that a devastating event can happen, but it takes calm and poise to handle the situation, and that is what he has learned.
Lastly, we wanted him to give the audience a personal experience on how the media training had helped him.
He gave us 2 specific examples. He talks about 2 losses that the Saints have endured over the past 2 playoffs that have been devastating losses. And he talks about how interviews are happening immediately after the game, and it takes him a minute to obtain a level head and keep his mind clear when answering questions, because he is so passionate about the subject that is such a fresh wound. I believe those are all really good points from superstar defensive end Cameron Jordan. Now we're going to shift our focus to 3-star quarterback Justin Ibieta and see what he has to say about the media.
Hello, this is Thomas Polinard speaking, and I'm here with
Justin Ibieta.
And we're here today to interview him about his media and his training. And so the first question I'm going to ask you, Justin, is how has your life changed after the A-Meet game?
Life really hasn't changed that much. You know, throughout the season, week to week, we just prepared for each team like it was just the next game, most important game we had. I mean, the media obviously got bigger, our team and me, as it went through, as we kept winning, especially after that big game we had. It really wasn't that much different for me.
So the next question I have for you, Justin, is do you like all the attention the media has been giving you lately?
I think it's pretty cool getting the attention from the media like this. Personally, I don't like in doing the interviews, talking to them. I just want to go out and play, hopefully do as well as I can without the distractions.
Okay, so when the media is interviewing after games or before games, do you kind of change the way you act and change your persona a little bit?
I mostly try to act like myself, but the major issue, I just wouldn't want to say anything stupid or inappropriate to them, you know? I get a little nervous sometimes when I, like, stutter.
Right.
And that could be an issue that I might have to work out. You know, but for the most part, I just try to answer like myself how I would.
So a question that kind of ties into all of this is, how have you improved with your media and talking to them?
So from freshman year, which was the first time I got interviewed, to now, I've improved a good amount. Like, mostly taking out, like, not responding with one-word answers as often. Trying to, like, get more details mm-hmm. in. And, yeah, I think talking to Coach Shango, he's helped me out with it a lot.
So what has Coach Shango told you about?
He's mostly just told me not to answer with one-word answers and just talk and be myself as much as possible mm-hmm. with the people.
So you definitely say you've improved?
Yeah, I would say that.
All right. Thanks for interviewing with us.
After interviewing two athletes who deal with the media very often, we are now going to shift our focus to Randolph French, an average sports watcher, and see what it's like to be on the outside looking in. Hello, so I'm here with the most feared lineman in 2A, Randolph French, and I just want to get your perspective on how you think the media plays a role in sports today, and do you think the media is good, or do you think it makes people have a negative view on certain people because of the way they act in front of the media?
Well, thank you, Ross. I most certainly am the mystery lineman in 2A. Thanks for that introduction. Yeah, I definitely think that the media plays a role in people's perspective of certain players, especially after missed plays or plays that are controversial. Like, you can take Ndamukong Suh for an example. He's a very tough player, and he plays with a lot of aggression. And I think that sometimes people use that against him and say that he's a dirty player, when in fact he actually plays by the rules. But you wouldn't know that unless you watched him, because most people think that what they see in the media is exactly what happens in the game, but that's not always true.
Now, I agree with you, but there has been a couple incidents of him being a dirty player, but I wouldn't necessarily say he intentionally tries to hurt people, which a lot of people think he does.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Maybe he was like a bad example, but like, there are a lot of instances like that, especially in football, because it's such an aggressive game that people mistake certain actions as like they're trying to hurt somebody. But in fact, like, you get we three would know that you get very worked up in football, especially when somebody is beating you. And I think that plays a role in people's attitude, certainly. And that the media especially doesn't help, because they get people even more angry.
Another example is Cody Parker, the kicker for the Chicago Bears, who missed that field goal to advance in the playoffs. How do you feel that the media displayed him after that and everything?
Well, I certainly don't think that they took into account all of the kicks that he did make. And for starters, I didn't even watch the game, and I even had a bad impression of him. I was like, wow, how could somebody miss that? But then once I actually thought about it, it was a 40-yard kick when none of the fans could make it. They had 400 fans go up, try to make the exact same kick. Not a single one made it. And all I'm saying is, if a professional athlete, somebody who's the best at their craft, couldn't make it, then who are we to say that, like, what they are?
To wrap things up, the media is a cool place. People are always watching. As explained by Randolph, many of us are quick to judge those who fail at a seemingly easy task, yet we have not walked the same path as them. Justin has yet to see what the media can do on a big scale, but as of right now is getting comfortable with the whole media setting. For Cameron Jordan, he aims to represent the team and his family, but also have a presence of who he is as a person. Cameron Jordan realizes that the media is able to distort reality and present a new one to the public. The media can change how people view a certain person or group of people. With all that being said, how can we truly know what is real or fake?
And that will do it for this week's special edition of the Nosebleeds podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a good week.